the weekend.
Let the cookouts, picnics, car trips, and everything else attendant on the ceremonial end of summer begin. It is Friday, the 2nd of September, and the beginning of a three-day weekend for many. Of course, there is about 3 weeks of summer left, and you really never know what the weather has in store for you, but here's how the forecast stands for the weekend and for Monday. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 78 degrees, the winds 5 to 10. Tonight, a low of 52. UV index 7, humidity 52%. Now for Saturday, sunny, a high near 82, the winds 5 to 10. Cloudy at night, low of 61, UV 7, humidity 52%. Sunday, scattered afternoon showers and storms, and a high near 84 degrees. The winds are west 5 to 10. And Sunday night, chance of showers, a low of 62, winds light and variable, UV index at 5, and the humidity is 52%. Now, for Monday, Labor Day, sunshine and clouds mix it up, scattered showers, storms, high near 84, and at night, low of 62, UV index 5, humidity 55%. So you've got room in there for some beach weather if you want to, you know, consider this your grand finale of beaching for the summer season. By the way, this is Brad Shepherd and Friends, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I am delighted to be with you to herald the Labor Day weekend. Springfield Museums announced a new exhibit, We're Still Here, in Native Hall of the Springfield Science Museum, and it is underway, curated by Springfield resident April May, who has ancestry from the Mohawk tribe of the Great Iroquois Confederacy, and is a member of the Native American Intertribal Council of Western Mass. We're Still Here bridges the past to the present by exploring varied themes of ancestry, resilience, and identity through the words of contemporary Native peoples. The exhibit says in many voices, We're Still Here, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Those are the hours. Advanced tickets are strongly encouraged. Contact the museum. Hey, there's a new online marketplace. Feel Good Shop Local is partnering with the Big E in their front porch endeavor to bring local businesses to the forefront of the fair, making the enviable selling opportunity available to these local stores. Fueled by the COVID-19 crisis, Feel Good Shop was founded in 2020 by our friend Michelle Wirth to ensure local small businesses would not be left out of the online shopping and discovery experience. It makes it easy and fun to shop stores across the region. Focused on selling consumer lifestyle goods and services, it's brought local small business and artisans of Western Mass and Northern Connecticut to one online marketplace for the region to discover, to shop, and ship to their door, all with a few clicks of the mouse. The average price of gas dropping another 10 cents, but low fuel inventories in the Northeast are working to keep the price at the pump here higher than the national average. AAA Northeast said Monday a gallon of unleaded gas is now averaging $4.06 in Massachusetts, 10 cents lower than a week ago and 42 cents lower than a month ago. Cheapest average price in Mass can be found in Franklin County, $3.83 a gallon, then Hampden County, $3.84 a gallon. AAA on Monday cautioned that hurricane season could disrupt the last month, plus trend of falling gas prices if tropical storm disrupt oil production in the Gulf of Mexico and impact large coastal refineries. Mayor Sarno, City Solicitor Judge John Payne, and Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprood have announced that the City of Springfield, Springfield Police Department, and the Department of Justice have cooperatively selected O'Toole Associates, LLC, as the compliance evaluator to the City and the Springfield Police Department. Under the terms of the settlement, these entities will serve as an agent of the court and will assess and report whether requirements of the agreement have been implemented and whether the implementation is resulting in constitutional and effective policing. Springfield's September 11th Remembrance Ceremony is all set to be held in the shadow of Springfield's September 11th Monument, Riverfront Park. The annual ceremony, a Springfield tradition since 02, will be Friday the 9th at 10 a.m. And during the program, there will be remembrances by Springfield Fire Commissioner B.J. Calvey, Springfield Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprood, Pat Pickering, Regional Director for American Medical Response, Colonel David Halasi Kuhn, commander of the 104th Fight Wing at Barnes Air National Guard Base. Tony Signoli will be the master of ceremonies. The 49th Annual Mattoon Street Art Festival, the oldest craft fair in Western Mass, will take place Saturday the 10th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday the 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it will be held in Springfield's first historic district among restored Victorian homes on Mattoon Street. And throughout the festival, patrons will be able to purchase from local artisans throughout the Pioneer Valley. Over 100 vendors will showcase their crafts in a range of mediums, including paintings, pottery, fiber arts, and a lot more. Strolling entertainers will provide photo opportunities and music throughout the festival for all to enjoy. Local food vendors will also join craft artisans to sell their delicious creations. Food will be available for purchase from Cajun, On the Go, Nosh, Moe's Dogs, Granny's Baking Table, Soul Out Kitchen, Joyful Ice, Island Cow Ice Cream, Alishant Macarons, and Creme Brew L.A. Mattoon Street, located off Chestnut, right near the Springfield Museums. Free festival parking in the TD Bank lot at the corner of Dwight and Harrison. On-street parking free throughout the weekend. Mayor Sarno popping back into the information cycle, announcing that Genesis Velez-Roque will be joining the mayor's office as a mayoral aide. Minerva Minnie Marrero, who previously served as mayoral aide, will transition into her new role as the mayor's new administrative assistant, a position formerly held by Melissa Mitchell, who moved on to pursue another career opportunity. Velez-Roque, a Springfield native, previously worked as a customer service rep for Springfield's collector's office, and she has an associate's degree in criminal justice from Holyoke Community College and brings an extensive background in the customer service field. And mark your calendars, Mosso's Mix and Match, a chamber music medley set for Thursday the 22nd, 7 p.m., Asbury Hall, Trinity United Methodist Church. It's right on Sumner Avenue. The performance by the Mosso Chamber Players features violinists Robert Lawrence and Miho Matsuno, violist Masako Yanagita, cellist Patricia Edens, double bassist Boots Nelson, clarinetist Christopher Cullen, horn player Robert Hoyle, and bassoonist Shotaro Mori. And according to Lawrence, the program, including music of Mozart, Brahms, Dvorak, and Schubert, will be family-friendly and last approximately 75 minutes. General admission tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for seniors and students, and they are available online. With that in mind, stuff to do, stuff to know about here in Western Mass, I bid you a wonderful three-day weekend. Now, I know when I say that, there are folks who will grumble, hey, I don't get a three-day weekend. We know that. And people work at very different schedules and tempos in 21st century America. We get that. But if you are fortunate enough, if you punch a 40-hour-a-week clock to get 3 days off, we hope you enjoy them. If you're going to hit the beach, bless your heart. Go and do it. And be very careful on the roads. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
Proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.